I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Well, Representative Kevin Kiley will be introducing legislation to prohibit mid-decade redistricting nationwide. The bill, which Kiley plans to introduce tomorrow, well, that's today, will nullify new maps adopted by states before 2030 census, including any that are adopted this year. For decades, the California Supreme Court has held that the state constitution forbids mid-decade redistricting, and since 2010, redistricting in the state has been done by a voter-approved independent citizen commission. But now Governor Gavin Newsom is seeking to overturn that long-standing precedent, sideline the citizens' commissions, undo the will of the voters, and return line-drawing power to himself and other partisan politicians. The governor's brazen scheme has been denounced by groups ranging from Common Cause to the California League of Women Voters. Gavin Newsom is trying to subvert the will of voters and do lasting damage to democracy in California, Representative Kiley said. Fortunately, Congress has the ability to protect California voters using its authority under the Elections Clause of the U.S. Constitution. This will also stop a damaging redistricting war from breaking out across the country. Northern Inyo Healthcare District earned honors from the California Department of Healthcare Services as one of the state's top performers in improving care for Medi-Cal patients. The recognition reflects the dedication of NIHD's care teams and their focused efforts to improve the health and well-being of the Eastern Sierra community. Medi-Cal provides low-cost health coverage to eligible low-income individuals, including families, children, seniors, and people with disabilities. Roughly one in four of NIHD's patients rely on Medi-Cal, making the program a vital part of the district's ability to serve the community. The recognition comes through the DHCS Quality Incentive Pool program, which rewards public hospitals for reaching important care goals, such as helping people manage chronic conditions, complete prevention screenings, and receive follow-up care after hospital visits. Hospitals that meet or exceed these goals receive additional funding to support and improve their services. This is NIHD's fourth year participating in the QIP program, according to Ollie Feinberg, NIHD's manager of quality. The district made a bold choice following the years of the COVID-19 pandemic. We committed to reporting on the maximum number of measures allowed, and we've continued that every year since, Feinberg said. That's a big lift for our team, and very few hospitals in California choose to take it on. Many have dropped off because it's hard work to sustain, but our team has stayed with it and reached those goals year after year. There's more to this article, and I encourage you to head out to, well, CRWave.net or CR Wave Media on Facebook to find out more information. Hey, let's talk about this big cruise that we're planning on having on August 9th. Lots of questions are, well, what classic cars will we see going up and down the road? That's not what this is about, my friends. This is about you getting out in your beat-up old wreck or your fancy-dancy little Chrysler or your minivan like my son has or my Mini Cooper that my, well, not mine, it's my wife's. We're just going to get out there and tune into 92.5 FM and listen to songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You know, the way it used to be done back in the day before cell phones ruled the world. We're going to go out and we're going to rule the streets. Every car, every type. The idea is we just get out there, crank up the tunes, honk our horns, wave at each other, have a great time. That's what it's all about. Starting off down at Whiskey Creek, you can get yourself a burger, shake, I don't know, fries, whatever fits your mood. Aaron says he's going to give 10% off. And then at the end, after the cruise, which is from 8 to 9 p.m., you're going to finish off with an after party over at Whiskey Creek, and it's going to be the songs that didn't quite make the cut for the playlist while we cruise from 8 to 9 p.m. So looking to do something fun, non-political, bipartisan? Hey, this is it. We're going to get out and have a great old time, just like we used to in the olden days. the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and then, you know, all those civic codes kind of shut it down in the 90s. But the cool thing is, we've got the blessing of the PD. So head on out there and join us August 9th, 8 to 9 p.m. I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions, Sierra Wave Media. We've been giving you local news for nearly 30 years now, since 1996. Have a blessed day.